She's getting her own taste of music, which I think is cool. I don't force my music on her, even though it's better. I was on the road, and I called home. I was talking to my little girl, and I said, hey, I'm on the road. I'll pick you up something. What are you going to pick up? She goes, pick up some bare naked ladies. All righty. Appreciate if you wouldn't tell your mama. It's a group. I didn't know this. So I go to this record store, and there's this kid behind the counter. He's got a ring in his eyebrow, one in his nose, a bar in his lip, and one in his tongue. And he can't figure out why I can't look him in the eye. I'm looking at him like a dog listens to a high-pitched sound, man. I'm just... he goes, what are you looking at? And I go, what do you think I'm looking at? What'd you run into a nail gun? Hey, I may not have always worn the hippest stuff in the world, but when did shrapnel become a fashion accessory? I mean, you know. Ladies, I can understand the earring thing. That's cool. Even guys' earring. But well, how does it start? What, are you screwing around art class with a stapler one day? Just, oh, God. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, I'm happening now. And then I read in the paper, front page story, that some guys are starting to landscape the private property. That's when you've lost your mind. Check into a home because you're not sane anymore. How does that come about? What, are you out one night? You stand at the urinal. You look down. You know what looked good there. Ten penny nail. And this kid's wearing a no-fear t-shirt. Shut up. You want to see fear in this kid's face next time? Whip out a magnet. You imagine going through an airport and having that thing in your pants beep? Because you know the guy's going, you got anything in your pockets? Kinda. Well, you're gonna need to take it out. I don't think you want me doing that.